So I know it's still a little bit early at the moment, but have you seen any stars yet?
Well, we've got all the TV presenters that you'd see just on your general programmes, you know, on morning television and stuff. They're all on the red carpet already. They've started doing their interviews. You see them kind of hobnobbing amongst themselves. And then I've seen a couple of people that I think are in vans just walking past and heading to the VIP area that are maybe a little bit earlier to a couple of dancers. But the actual famous people, the nominees, they haven't started arriving just yet.
Well, I suppose they're still getting ready and glamming up, but what's it like there? What's the scene like? Is it amazing?
Well, if you've never been to VO2, it's really pretty big. I mean, I can barely see the ceiling. It's massive in here. There's loads of people coming in, picking up their tickets, but the red carpet area, it's like a big horseshoe that goes right around. And you know that you see like the posters with that people always get their photos taken in front of, which says the Brit Awards on.
Yeah.
There's a massive horseshoe of that. So they go right the way around one side and then right the way up the other one. The TV cameras are all setting up already. There's going to be 16,000 champagne bottles drunk tonight.
Wow.
10 bottles left on site here. And we found out some backstage kind of gossip on what they're going to be having for their dinner. On the table, as their dessert, they've got a mini Brit Award that's actually a champagne sherbet fountain that they're going to be eating. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. Have you got any other insider gossip, any diva demands that you're aware of?
None yet, but I am going to be keeping my ear to the ground and getting as much gossip as I possibly can. I know that Ant and Dec are going to be hopefully walking the red carpet in just a little bit. It's their second Brit Awards that they've compared. There's going to be Damon Albarn. Do you remember him from Blur?
Yes.
They were the most successful group ever in 1995. They picked up 4 awards all in the same year. So he's going to be walking down here, probably feeling a little bit cool. He's done all of this before, so he's going to know exactly what he's up to.
So obviously, apart from Ant and Dec and everything else, who is sort of on your wish list to talk to tonight?
Right. I've got a bit of a girl crush on Taylor Swift. She is going to be here. I'm completely in love with Ed Sheeran. He's also going to be here. Now, we've got Cassidy Little with us, who's kind of our famous employee. He's a Royal Marine, and he's also on the People's Strictly, which is like a Strictly Come Dancing comic relief special. He is in uniform, and he is going to be getting everyone to chat to us. They're going to completely ignore me and my big cheesy grin and go straight for Cassidy with his green beret, and I think he's going to be getting all the gossip. I reckon maybe a bit of Sam Smith. Madonna's going to be here. I reckon you'll get them. Calvin Harris. Take That'd be good ones as well.
So, seeing
who's your favourite in Take That?
In Take That. Do you know what? Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was a massive Robbie Williams fan. So,
see, I'm a bit more Gary. So if Cassidy can get each of those, I'll just try and, you know, get a selfie on the fly and get it up on Facebook.
Oh, definitely. I'll be stalking Facebook all night looking for that one.
But, we've already done a little video in front of the middle of the red carpet, me and Cassidy. It's up on the main BFBS page at BFBS Radio on Facebook. And we've also got it at BFBS on Twitter. So if you want to take a look at exactly what we can see backstage, then go and head over and have a look at that. And you'll be able to see our view from behind the scenes.
That is absolutely amazing. And last question, okay? Simon and I were talking a little bit earlier on. You mentioned Madonna. We've got a little bit of a challenge for you.
Oh, no. Right, what is it? What is it?
We are challenging you to get an interview with Madonna. So what do you think of that?
Oh, my gosh. I actually thought that you were going to get me to see if I could get her to do, like, the Vogue dance or something. So getting an interview is easier. Can I use Cassidy? Because she's probably got more chance than I have, but we love a good girl.
Do you know what? If you can get her to do the Vogue dance as well, that'd just be the cherry on top of the cake.
Right. My mission is to get Madonna to do the Vogue dance. I'm on it.
Fabulous. Well, I am mega, mega jealous that you are there, but have fun. And you will be keeping us up to date tonight with Tim Humphries from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Absolutely. Keep updated with it.
Will do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, lovely. Chat to you soon.
Right, chat to you soon. Bye.
Bye.